This is KNKX. The Seattle Seahawks are one of only four teams in the NFL that remain undefeated this season. As the team enjoys a bye week, KNKX sports commentator Art Teal talks about what's working and what needs improvement. Art, the Seahawks are 5-0 for the first time in team history, but how is that possible when they have a defense that's last in the NFL?
Well, I guess to say it in one sentence, Russell Wilson is better than the defense is bad. he is playing better than at any time in his nine-year career. I think the best example of that was Sunday against the Vikings, where he led the game-winning drive 94 yards in 2 minutes and hit DK Metcalf with a game-winning touchdown with 15 seconds left. And another thing that's contributing to the downside is injuries to the defense. They've already lost two starters for the year, Bruce Irvin and Marquise Blair. They've also had injury absences to Quentin Dunbar and Jamal Adams. Collectively, the Seahawks secondary has only played together for a quarter of the season snaps. So if they get healthy, and I think they will, there's going to be progress on the defense.
Well, let's talk about the offense for a moment. Scoring is up all around the NFL this season, Art. What's happening there?
Well, the NFL slipped in some rules changes that they never announced. This year, the officials have been told to reduce the calls on offense, like holding or false starts. They're way down. They're also down on offensive pass interference. Also, in this offseason that was shut down by the pandemic, the offenses got a great chance to practice by themselves because they can run pass routes and running plays without the defense. So in all the informal practices, the offense got ahead of the defense. And that also applies to the absence of preseason games because no scouting took place of opponent offenses. And through this first month of the season, never has there been a higher point total or yardage total than what we've seen so far. And I think that's going to change as players get used to the new rules and as defenses sharpen up.
Well, let's talk about the rest of the season for the Seahawks after this bye week. How is it looking?
Well, in the history of NFL playoffs, teams that start 5-0 have a 90% chance of making the postseason. Of course, there's certainly a vulnerability, any injury to Russell Wilson or any positive test for COVID-19 can disrupt the season. Pete Carroll addressed that this week and has been addressing it with his team. And he also has two great captains in Wilson and linebacker Bobby Wagner. The three of them together, I think, are a real important influence on getting players to accept the reality of COVID-19 and adhere to the restrictions, which this year include no travel in the bye week. Everybody has to stay in their city and also get testing every day at the team's practice facility. But Pete Carroll said this is going to be maybe the toughest week because they all have to stay clean and behave themselves when they're away from the routine of the NFL schedule. But I think it does look promising because I think the Seahawks have the discipline equal to any other team in maintaining their social distance from COVID.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.